Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is October 3rd, 1952. And the title is Wolf at Ghost Mountain. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a member.
The greatest name in serials presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Folks, hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the world's only talkin' cereal, Snap, Crackle, and Pop, Kellogg's Rice Krispies!
Yes, today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Wolf of Ghost Mountain.
Say, kids, the other day a friend of mine asked me if I thought everyone knew what cereal I was talking about when I mentioned the world's only talking cereal. I said, sure, everybody knows that I'm talking about Kellogg's Rice Krispies, because every time you pour milk or cream over a big heaping bowl of Rice Krispies, they speak right up with their snap, crackle, pop. You listen to them tomorrow morning and see for yourself. Will you do that?
Far back of the rich farming lands of the valley stands the forbidding, lonely peak of Ghost Mountain. Few people ever make the climb to the boulder-strewn summit, but it was up there that United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles finally reached a showdown with the Wolf of Ghost Mountain.
I think I finally figured out why they call that Ghost Mountain.
You have, Jingles?
Yep. Them big tall rocks up on top with the snow on them look like a parade of ghosts walking across the skyline.
That's as good as any other guess, I suppose. One thing for sure, there aren't any real ghosts up there.
I don't know, Bill. I've heard some mighty weird stories about that place.
You mean all the howls and shadows and things that scare people around here?
Yeah, that's right. I know I ain't going up there.
Afraid of the spooks?
Who, me? Of course not. I'm just as brave as anybody else. I just don't like being brave when I don't know what I'm being brave about. I guess that's what I mean anyway. Hey, Bill, somebody's shooting.
That's right. That lady at the ranch house down the road. Can't you see her?
Where? Oh, yeah, I just wasn't looking in the right place. Bill, she's shooting at the big dog.
Yeah. Wonder what's gotten into her. Come on, let's go, Buncho.
Yeah, jump, Joker.
Hold it, lady.
Don't shoot. Boo, Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker.
You better run, Joker. You are scat.
Just a minute, ma'am. You're just wasting lead throwing it at that dog.
Dog, did you say? No more dog than I am. That's a wolf. Sneaking, thieving, killing wolf.
Oh, shucks, that ain't no wolf, man. That's just a big sheepdog.
He's right about that.
No sheepdog comes sneaking around killing lambs.
That's true. I'll bet if one of your lambs have been killed, the dog didn't do it.
You're just like every man I ever saw. Dead certain sure of himself. Well, if you'll just come over here behind the house, I'll show you that lamb and you can judge for yourself.
Well, I'd kind of like to have a look-see, lady. Let's go.
Yeah, well, this ain't the first time, mind you. It's happened before and to other folks in these parts. Regular as clockwork, how sheep get killed. There's the lamb, dead as a doornail.
Critter's dead, all right.
I don't see anything about it to prove the dog killed it.
It wasn't no dog. It was a wolf. See there on the poor thing's neck, them two holes? It's where the wolf bit through its jugular vein.
Bill, no wolf made them holes.
You're right, Jingles. A wolf or a coyote tears with his teeth. They don't make two clean holes like a bullet.
Of course they don't. But what does?
The only thing I've ever heard of that bites that way is a vampire bat.
Vampire bat?
Great day in the morning. What are you trying to do, scare me with ghost stories?
No, I'm not. I just don't know of any animal that makes a bite like that.
Well, Bill, 5 minutes ago, you were hoorahing me about them ghosts up on the mountain. Now you're talking about vampire bats.
Maybe we should sort of look around and find out what really did this, Jingle.
Wish somebody would run this thing down. Oh, here comes Alkali. Howdy, Alkali. Sure. Climb down off your mule and set a spell.
There. Well, howdy, Sheriff. Got kind of a crowd here, ain't you?
Maybe I'd better introduce myself. Hickok's the name.
Wild Bill Hickok, that is. And I'm Jingles.
Wild Bill and Jingles? My stars, you're just the men to get to the bottom of this sheep killing. My name's Sarah Stevens. This here's Alkali. You ain't got no other name.
Used to have one, but I lost it somewhere along the prospecting trail.
Howdy, Uncle.
Howdy, man.
Howdy, do.
Now, what was that about sheep killing, Sarah? Something happened to another one of your critters?
Look for yourself.
Sure enough. Dad, blame it, that's the first time that there werewolf ever showed himself before dark.
Werewolf? Bill, that thing's got more names around here. Sheepdog, wolf, vampire bat, werewolf. What is it?
Well, I've been prospecting around parts here for 40 years, and I'll swear no living thing done it.
Maybe Jingles and I'd better stay around here for a day or two and see if we can find out just what it is. Suppose you could put us up, Miss Stevens?
Land sakes, yes. An old woman like me with two handsome, famous men looking out for her. I'll be the talk of the whole valley.
Yes, that's what I'm afraid of.
What do you mean, Alkali?
Nothing. Nothing at all. I'm just wondering if you were doing the right thing.
Well, if I have to choose between having a werewolf around the place or having Jingles, I'll take Jingles every time.
Well, that's a real nice compliment, ma'am. Or is it? Is it a compliment, Bill? Is it? Huh?
Slim, how can you tell the difference between gold and fool's gold?
Well, sir, Charlie, about the easiest way I know is by weighing the two. You see, the real gold will weigh a lot more. But if I wasn't sure, I think I'd let an expert take a look at it. That way, you'll know whether it's real gold or not.
That sounds like mighty good advice, Slim. Of course, you don't have to see or be an expert to recognize Kellogg's Rice Krispies. No, sir, all you have to do is pour a little milk or cream over a delicious bowl of them, and before you can say Kellogg's Rice Krispies, they'll be sounding off for you with their snap, crackle, pop. Those little sounds will let you know how fresh and crisp Rice Krispies are. So fresh and crisp and good-tasting that you'll want to have them often. Why don't you ask Mom right now to please bring home a package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies next time she shops. Now let's sing our Rice Krispies marching song.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
The world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Don't forget to have Mom get you a package.
Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles ran into mystery near the foot of Ghost Mountain, and they decided to stay at the ranch of Sarah Stevens until they'd solved the riddle. It's late at night, and dark, and quiet, and Bill and Jingles stand watch outside the old bunkhouse.
Sure is dark tonight.
Just the light of the stars. That's not much.
Yeah, if that werewolf or vampire or whatever it is doesn't show up, we've lost a lot of sleep for nothing. What time is it?
Almost midnight.
As quiet and peaceful as it can be. Bill, that's a wolf.
Maybe, maybe not. Listen. That's it. Let's go. Dog or wolf or whatever it is, we'll get it this time.
How can you see anything, Bill?
I can't, but the noise came from over this way.
It sounded like a wolf to me.
Hold it, Jingles.
What's the matter, Bill?
There's something back there in the grass.
Where?
Oh, right about here. Yeah, here it is. Strike a match.
All right. Just a minute. All thumbs, Bill.
Give me the matches.
Another one. Another dead sheep.
With two holes in the throat.
You hear that, Bill? I don't blame Miss Stevens for being scared.
I hear it all right, but it doesn't seem to come from any direction.
What do we do now?
Whatever it is, or whoever it is, it can be caught. Let's grab our horses and light out after it.
Oh.
doggone it, Bill, we ride and ride and never seem to catch up with that there howling. Every time we hear it, it seems to come from a different place.
Probably some trick of the echo up here on the mountain.
What mountain? I don't even know where we are.
Ghost Mountain, Jingles. Oh. That howl has been leading us right up where the spooks are supposed to hang out.
Now, wait a minute. Whoa, Joker, whoa.
Oh, watch out. What's the matter, oh. Jingles?
Nothing. I just thought... Well, Joker needs a rest.
Do you want that werewolf to get away from us?
Well, it's already getting away from us. Sounds like it's clear on the other side of the canyon.
Sort of makes the hair stand up on the back of your neck, doesn't it?
Well, my hair and ears and half my spine are standing up, and I don't like this at all. Not one little teensy-weensy bit. I do not like it.
Well, one thing for sure. We can't catch it in the dark, and if we keep trying, one of our horses is liable to stumble and break a leg. What do you say we bed down here until daylight?
Oh, now, Bill, are you loco? Do you think I'm going to sleep with that thing running around the mountain? I don't want to wake up dead with two little holes in my throat.
Suit yourself, partner. Me, I'm kind of tough and stringy. I don't think anything is liable to take a bite out of me.
Now that I see this trail in daylight, Bill, I'm scared worse than ever.
It's a tough one, all right. Cliff falls off on one side, and a rock wall goes up the other side for 200 feet.
We came up here at a full gallop in the dark.
Well, that wolf, or whatever it was, came ahead of us. He must be up here on top somewhere.
Bill, look. Hey, there's a little clearing just around the turn.
There sure is. Slow down there, Buckshot.
Easy, Joker, easy. Kind of pretty up here, Bill.
Get them hands up, quick!
Whoa, boy, whoa.
Whoa, Joker, whoa.
Looks like we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, but where?
I've never seen a werewolf or a vampire bat that could shoot a Winchester.
Yeah, just keep reaching high. Well,
that must be the sidewinder that shot at us.
That's it. Just keep them paws up in the cloud.
Yes, sir.
Now, just where do you think you're going?
I don't figure that's any of your business. What's the idea of stopping us?
Never mind what the idea is. Turn them cayuses around and get going. If I see you up here again, I won't throw lead over your heads.
Well, jumping grease, what, you don't happen to own the mountain, do you?
Maybe not.
Oh.
But I own this rifle, and I sure can squeeze the trigger.
Mister, I don't like the idea of you giving me orders, even with a rifle in your hand.
Yeah, good jump, Bill.
Give me that rifle.
Look out, Bill.
Hold this rifle, Jingles, while I cut him down to size.
Bill, hit him again.
Try it.
You try this.
Well, that takes care of him in a hurry.
Now I know there's something up Ghost Mountain we're not supposed to find. But we're gonna find it if we have to stay here until snow flies.
Is that so?
Where'd you come from?
Another one.
If you're here 30 seconds from now, you'll be here till snow flies, all right? Every year until Judgment Day.
Where'd he come from, Bill?
Never mind where I came from. The only thing that matters is where you're going. Keep them covered, men.
Bill, there's a whole bunch of them.
Yes, so I see.
Oh,
all right, you two. You're either riding back down this mountain or you're making one of the fastest trips on record. To Boot Hill.
Oh.
You better be riding.
Yeah, I guess we'd better. The next time I come up this trail, I'll have some help. Just enough to trade you slug for slug. Then carry you back to town full of lead.
Is that so?
Yeah, that's so. I'll be back, mister. I'll be back to dig you out, and that's a promise.
Well, I'd be a mighty poor sort, Mr. Hickok, if I didn't appreciate all you've done so far.
What I've done? So far, I haven't done anything except let a pack of ugly gun slicks run me off Ghost Mountain.
Now, Miss Stevens, you got any idea who those men were?
No, Jingles. I haven't got the foggiest notion. Matter of fact, I've never heard of anybody being up there.
I guess not. Whatever their game is, they don't want folks to know about them.
Well, I can usually put two and two together, Bill. But when I put together a howling animal that kills lambs and them men up on the mountain, it adds up to four. And I know that ain't right.
Nothing seems to make any sense about the whole thing. Shh, quiet. I think I hear somebody outside the door.
Wonder who it is.
Quiet. Come over here. I'll yank this door open, and if there is somebody, we'll grab him.
Okay, I'll be quiet as a little mouse.
Alkaline!
It sure is. And he was listening at the door. Get up, mister, and start explaining.
Bill, He ain't getting up. Well, it looks like he's fainted.
Well, that's funny. Let's have a look.
Bill, look at his throat.
You're right. Two spots of blood.
The werewolf or the bat or whatever it is. Bill, is he dead?
Not at all. Whatever it is, just punctured the skin and he probably fainted. Let's lift him up, Jingles.
Bill, this is getting pretty bad. That mysterious thing has started attacking people. None of us will be safe.
Maybe when Alkali comes to, he can tell us who or what it was.
What if he can't help you? We're all liable to be murdered in our beds. The neighbors are half crazy now from all the howls and carrying on from up on that mountain. And all the sheep killing, too. This'll finish scaring them out of their wits.
Set him down here easy.
He's breathing.
Yeah, he'll be all right. You can take care of him, Miss Stevens. Jingles and I'll get our horses and head for Ghost Mountain.
We will? Well, now that we know this mysterious thing's jumped people, Bill...
That's where we're going to find the answer, Jingle, so saddle up and we'll ride.
Oh, Bill, you're the only man I know of that's crazy enough to go sticking your nose into all that funny business on Ghost Mountain. And I'm just crazy enough to go along with you.
Hear that, kids? Hear that? Well, that's the howl of a coyote, a sound you hear lots out west. Isn't that right, Slim?
You said it, Charlie. That's a sound that's been a lulling me to sleep every night for as long as I can remember. It's a sound as familiar at night as the snap, crackle, pop talk of Kellogg's Rice Krispies is in the morning. Charlie, you ought to see how that gets them fellers to hustling to get down to the chuck wagon for breakfast.
Well, Slim, that's what gets most everybody all anxious to get down to breakfast. Sure is nice to wake up in the morning to a bowl of fresh, crisp, delicious Rice Krispies. So fresh and crisp that they can't hardly wait to tell you all about it with their cheerful snap, crackle, pop. Makes you almost want to sing like this.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Yes, sir, partners. Rice Krispies are sure a swell breakfast treat. Why don't you ask Mom right now to be sure to bring home a big box for the whole family the very next time she shops? That's Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles are following the trail up Ghost Mountain, determined to solve the mystery of the strange noises and the gang of desperate men that has so long terrorized the people in the valley below.
I sure don't like coming back up here, Bill.
I'm not crazy about it myself, but I want to find out what this is all about.
Well, this isn't the trail we came up last time.
No, this trail comes over the mountain from the other side.
Bill, look over there. There's a bunch of hoof marks leading over to that little cave.
You're right. Let's go take a look. Get over there, Buckshot.
Yeah, let's go, Joker.
Looks like it leads somewhere, Jingles.
Yeah. It's a crack in the rocks that leads down into that cave below.
Think you can get through it, Jingles?
Oh, now, Bill, I'm not that big. Ooh, it sure is dark in there.
We'll take a couple of pine knots for torches. Go and have a look.
Well, that's what I thought you'd say. Well, let's get started. Bill, we've been prowling around these tunnels for an hour. Hey, you sure we can find our way back?
I think so. But I'm looking for another entrance. This must be an old mine from where it's been blasted out of the rock.
Oh, Bill, there's a howling again.
I hear it. I'm sure we're getting close to the mystery of this place. It's in these tunnels.
Pretty close to us, too.
Hold it. Put out the torch.
But, Bill...
Shh, put it out.
All right. But it'll be awful dark without it.
Now be quiet. I saw a flash of light on the wall. Yeah, I see it. It's coming this way.
Hold it right there. I've got you covered.
Dad, Bernard, where did you come from? Hickok.
Bill, it's Alkali.
That's right. You'd better start talking, Alkali, and your story had better be good.
Alkali, are you the werewolf or whatever it is?
Oh, yes, I'm it, all right. But I got a good reason.
Then let's hear it.
You found the mount, all right. Now everybody'll know about it.
The mine?
Yes, the mine. That's right. The other end of these tunnels is loaded with gold. Come on, I'll show you.
All right.
Belonged to my partner, Mile Away Jim. He and I used to work it until Duke Hilson stumbled on it and killed Mile Away.
Who's Duke Hilson?
The feller that run you off the mountain yesterday. I was a-trailing you, Bill, right behind you.
Now I'm more mixed up than ever. Let's start at the beginning. What's all this howling and sheep killing?
Oh, it's me, Jingles. I reckoned if I could scare enough folks, they'd come up here to investigate and run Duke Hilson and his gang off the mountain.
Why didn't you call him the law?
The only law we had out here was a gabby old sheriff who'd have told everybody about the mine. I'd have had claim jumpers a-swarming all over the place.
What about all them vampire bites on the sheep?
Oh, that is me, too. Got two little steel tips that I put on my fingers. Gee.
Well, darned if that ain't smart.
What about the marks on your own throat last night?
That was for your benefit, Hickok. I was afraid you was getting suspicious of me, so I scratched my own throat and fell down by the door. Of course, now I wished I'd have never started the whole thing.
Well, I guess your only crime is killing a few sheep, Alkali. But you sure got yourself a lot of needless trouble.
You ought to go to jail.
I know it. I'm sorry.
Oh, you scared a lot of folks half to death, including me.
Now, put out the light, Alkali.
Time or all at once. I don't like snoopers.
That's Duke.
I can't see a darn thing. Bill, where are you?
Say, that is close.
You're shooting at the sound of your voice. Now keep moving and keep quiet. Bill, didn't get you, did he? Me and my big mouth.
Hey!
I got him, Jingle. Light a torch.
You ain't cut me. I'll hammer you to a pulp.
I don't think so.
Yeah, try it.
There's a light, Bill.
Good.
I can see his jaw.
Ooh. Ah. That ought to hold him for a long time, Bill.
Yeah, let's tie him up. What about the rest of his gang?
Well, there's four of them, including the guard that stopped you on the trail. But they won't put up much of a fight without Duke to lead them. They don't like Ghost Mountain any more than Jingles does.
Well, let's get started on cleaning them out. Then maybe Alkali can go back to being a miner instead of a werewolf.
Yeah, then he can pay Miss Stevens back for all the sheep he killed.
I got a surprise for you there. I'm going to ask Sarah to marry me.
Well, now, ain't that wonderful? But she's a real strong-minded woman, Alkali. You better just forget all about your nights of howling like a lone wolf. Sarah's liable to get after you with that rifle of hers.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Andy, what's our story for Monday?
Oh, it's a real corker, Guy. The one we call The Men Who Didn't Come Back. Don't miss it, kids.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll get a package of the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Remember, as soon as you pour milk or cream over Rice Krispies, they start to snap, crackle, pop.
They sure taste wonderful, too, don't they, Andy?
Sure, as I'm standing here talking, they do.
So long, kid.
See you Monday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Mary Lansing, Forrest Lewis, and Paul Fries. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Oran. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Monday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok searches for the men who didn't come back. Now, this is Charles Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal, and Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it.
Welcome.
welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.